Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is time for Wednesday Wisdom. And this is Deborah Leanne. So welcome. And I tend to start our conversation with a bit of getting here meditation. And isn't that perfect? Because we're going to talk today about the topic of, is it possible to be too spiritual? So if you have been with me before, you know that I actually bring this combining of our physical and spiritual self together in my Getting Here meditation. And we will do that together now. So if you are in a place where you can put your feet firmly on the ground, that would be the best. And hopefully in a space where you can close your eyes. So if you are listening to this while you're running or driving, you might want to turn it off and listen to it when you can do both of those things. The importance of this Getting Here meditation allows us to truly tap in to all of our power, which is accessible to us, which we tend to turn off or not connect to. So by breathing deeply into our bodies, and I'll give you an example, is you want to breathe in through your nose and then have a loud exhale on the other end that allows that breath to move through your body, and the exhale, the sigh, the sound of the ha, actually reverberates in your own body, allowing that sound to travel through your system. It also signals that you are safe, and our body always wants to be cued to, am I safe? So there's something beautiful about that, this whole practice of breathing deeply and exhaling. So we can feel our lower extremities, we can feel our feet on the ground, we can feel our bottom on the seat connected via gravity to our physical mother, which is Mother Earth. So we'll do a couple more of these breaths and breathe down into our lower belly. And then this next one, breathe into your back. And one more into your right side. And into our left. And then we want to imagine that we're standing in the center of our awareness and just look around and find all the places where we may have planted some of our energy, parts of our soul, a piece of our heart or two or three or a million, and just call it all back easily and with grace. We can detach from all those that we love. They would probably welcome us not being attached to them so that they can be free and sovereign in their lives just as we want to be free and sovereign in ours. And they'll be fine. We can go check on track on our children and our loved ones in another 20 minutes or so. So as we pull back in all of our energy that belongs to us and fuels us, it starts to have space in our body. It starts to fuel us with all those energy pieces. So we're calling all of those back from my calendar, from my laptop, from my call that I have in 30 minutes to do a clearing session with a client. So as we call all of these pieces back, so we can be here in this moment, totally in the present. It feels pretty yummy, actually. And then the third step is to call in our connection to the divine. And how I like to do that is actually like putting on a crown or putting on a cap of golden light that is totally connected to higher source, the divine, the heavens, angels, guides, all of that. I want that to just stream in a steady beam of golden light. So once I put this crown on my head, or this allow this top of my head to actually be removed and this gold to just flow into me, I'm connected. I'm plugging in to my power source that's divine. And we'll just let that divine light fill us up, finding all the little nooks and crannies that it knows where to go to soothe the ruffled nerves, to heal what needs to be healed. And we just let that happen. We don't have to do anything. It's automatic. It's our right. And as that gold continues to flow, we can watch the little icon, like our battery icon on our cell phone. We can watch that just fill up until we reach our 100%. And then the overflow can just fill up our space around us, our energy field. And that is where we can connect to others, is from this overflow, so that we're not taking anything away from our unique storehouse of energy, divine and physical. The physical coming up and the divine coming down through our bodies. So I'll ask you to gently open your eyes and be here with me now. And this is an exact replica of what I do daily to connect all parts of me to nature, to this physical life, and to my divine spiritual one as well. And I believe that many of us tend to live in one sphere or another, or in this weird in-between space where we're really not plugged into any one of them. We don't realize it, we're not taking advantage of it, and we're kind of in a, what I was taught back in the day, called purgatory, that in-between limbo space where you're not really in heaven, you're not really in the physical realms of what we used to call hell, but you're in this in-between space. And you're really, from that place, it's hard to reach either one of those areas. And here's where I suggest, that where most of us have drawn these lines in the sand of, I'm going to take care of my physical self and sleep well and eat well and exercise and make money and take care of my house and own a beautiful car, and it's all about what I look like and how much money's in my bank account. Or there's people that we know that are very spiritual who have given up all need and want of money. I don't need anything. I'm connected to source. I'll be taken care of. And, you know, there are people that can do that, and I don't know how they eat. Maybe they don't, but they sit around and pray all day, or they sit around and check out of their bodies and commune with God in their own way. And here's where I believe we are unique as species on this planet. We have the ability to play in both of these realms, and I believe it is a human right. It is a human, we came here to this life. We chose life so that we could be both. Otherwise, why wouldn't we just be an angel, or why wouldn't we just be hanging out in the heavens, in our spiritual God place, in our connection to all that is, and we wouldn't have, I mean, there's a lot of, I believe we chose to come here because we wanted to learn more, to feel more, to taste delicious food, to have sex and the beauty of orgasm. You know, if you don't have a body, it's kind of hard to do those kind of things. To feel the breeze of the, especially this beautiful weather that we're having right now, caress our skin, to feel another's hug, and to feel the rush of sensation from the chemicals that that brings to our system to, you know, course through our body. There's so many physical sensations that are so beautiful, and there's some that are painful. And we chose to come and be in these bodies so that we could experience it all. And by praying to take away all the pain, that's fine. Yet, what if we would experience the pain and just feel it? A lot of times, once we do that and acknowledge it and ask what it wants to teach us, it tends to dissipate. There's unresolved issues that we have pushed away, stuck away because we didn't want to look at them. Ugly old memories that are squashed down that are, you know, maybe causing digestion issues or maybe causing heart palpitations or maybe causing fear. Most of us have a fear. We have a longing to be loved and we have a fear to be in such an intimate, loving relationship. And that push-pull dynamic is what causes a lot of the grief that we experience in our relationships. Yet, that is what is life. That is what we chose to come here and do. And if we think that our path is clear and we can see everything and there's constant joy and beauty and an unlimited source of love and money and, you know, that's a beautiful thing to experience. And there will always be the war, the heart-wrenching news of a friend whose son has died, or the difficulty when someone close to us does something that is hurtful, or the inability to come up with an answer to something that we know should be simple and easy, and we want the answer, so we're striving to look for it versus just going, huh, what if I could question this time of being stuck? What if I could just be in curiosity and wonder like a child and see what my body wants to teach me? And see what nature might want to share with me about this issue right now. And just journal or paint or dance and let the question go out of me and see what my body and spirit and life wants to teach me from there. It's amazing. We have all of these forms of wisdom. I won't even call them levels of wisdom. I believe they're just different channels that we can tune into and get so much information from and allow healing through. And what's the word I'm looking for? And allow there to be the beauty of being stuck, the beauty of those dark nights of the soul that plunge us into some of our deepest and most sorrowful or grief-stricken or feeling lost and out of control spaces. And yet from there is when most of us get our most inspired actions, thoughts, that's when the perfect person shows up in our life to be of service. That's why we call them angels, because we've called them by being in those spaces. If life was constantly joy-filled, then we wouldn't get a chance to feel the depth of that joy. It wouldn't bring tears to our eyes. And I hope this is making sense, because there's such a beautiful menu of emotions. We wouldn't have this huge array of emotions available to us as humans if we weren't expected to experience them, if they weren't part of our everyday life. And I believe that a lot of people, when they, especially with the conversation around heroin right now, the depth of their life that they experience sometimes, the deep, deep feelings within them that feel so like they're never going to get out of them, and that no one would ever understand, and that it might just be easier just to get high and forget about it all. What if we could teach our children from very early on that every experience they feel they have, every experience that they add to the, what becomes their life, is valuable? And that we have other places to turn to. We can go and sit in nature and be nurtured. We can go and sit in nature and plug into the divine and be doubly nurtured. So I have, the reason why I'm saying this is because I feel that there are so many people that say, well, you know, I only want to think about the light, and I only want to think about how we can send healing and light to people who are in experiencing tragedy. And what if we just allowed them to experience the tragedy? We were there as a sense of support. They knew that we were part of their, we're there for when they want to come out of that, that we will always be there to hold them and just let them cry in their grief and their sorrow, their sadness. That grief cycle will come again and again and again. You'll go into that grief, experience it, and then on the other side is the silver lining of the cloud, right? It's the release, that beautiful, like the feeling that we get after a beautiful rainstorm, and everything feels fresh and cleansed and calm. And then a storm, you know, you can feel the tension of when there's going to be a storm, and all of that is going on within our bodies too. It's the same thing that we see mirrored in Mother Nature. When the electricity starts flashing and the winds get gusty and the clouds come and cover the sun. And then the storm blows through and we're on the other end of it, and it's all beautiful, every single phase of it. And many of the women that I work with who have been on a spiritual and personal development path for many, many years are constantly like, well, you know, I don't like to be angry, and I am compassionate for those people that do these things. And yet, you know what? There's a place for experiencing anger. There's a place for experiencing depression. Our society doesn't like to look at those things. It looks ugly, and we put them on the news when somebody is angry and doing awful things and saying mean things. And yet every one of us, we would not have that in our society if we didn't have that within us. And it's time to acknowledge that we are light and dark. We are physical and divine. We are capable of deep emotions that feel good and don't feel good. And that's the beauty of being human. If we all were floating around in joy and bliss and grace all the time, we really wouldn't be human. So the most spiritual people that I find now, that I'm attracted to, that I want to be with and learn from and share space with, are also very into their bodies. They're also very aware of the sensation within their bodies. They're also very able to hear what their body is saying. So I might naturally be gravitating towards the bar of chocolate in my cabinet, where if I just tune in and listen, really what I want is a green smoothie. Or really what I want is a handful of pistachios. It's so funny if we just start listening to what our body has to say, what our spirit, our inner wise highest self has to say. And that is where our unique brilliance, our unique power, our unique vision, our unique gifts can be born and given to the world. Because there's no one else that's here that has your unique spark of brilliance, divine spiritual brilliance and physical brilliance. And if there's anything that I want to have as a legacy as I leave this planet, it will be to turn more women on, to shine a light within a woman's soul and body so that they can connect those pieces and be able to totally deliver, to live a life that is fully and uniquely theirs to live. So they're contributing in the way they want to contribute, not just going through the motions of life, not just going through the motions of physically living a life that is not fulfilling and emotionally and spiritually being in the burnout space of, I can't even connect to all of that. I can't even believe I deserve to have that beautiful golden light come down from the heavens and enter my body. Or I can't believe I deserve to have a body that is so healthy and glowing and radiant because it's lit from within. Wow. So I'm speaking to someone who doesn't tend to pay attention to their body, who tends to pray away everything versus looking at a way to connect how to physically and spiritually show up. And if this is something that you would love to talk with me further about, I would love to hear from you. This is amazing. This is, I wouldn't say it's new paradigm. It's been coming for, you know, the last 50 years or so, but we're at the edge of really, the little ones are getting it. All the new babies coming in have put together, they are being born with a system that automatically keeps this awareness in place. We've forgotten ours. It was programmed out of us by our parents to be good girls and spiritual and pray and neglect our bodies, or to be so physically in our bodies, which tends to be the more masculine and action-oriented, and forgetting about our connection to our emotions and our divine. So it's time to bring it all together, don't you think? Pull it all together in your unique vessel so that your alchemy, your unique potion can be shared with the world. Wow. That just gives me goosebumps. So on that note, I wish you all a beautiful week of tapping in and being all of you, light, dark, physical, spiritual, feeling to your deepest parts that you can, listening on all levels, and tapped in, tapped in. Until our next time together, I so appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.